I know I sound like a broken record, so I have to apologize in advance, but I'm back on the topic of cops shooting black people. It feels like deja vu all over again, and again, and again. This situation really sucks, like being totally helpless as we watch people strapped in like crash dummies and then slammed into the bricks over and over and over. And there's nothing that any of us can say or do to stop it. It's just an ongoing atrocity, a mass grave filled in installments. And yet there's constant backlash, a barrage of denunciations from all corners every time somebody suggests that possibly, just possibly, anti-cop violence might be the answer. In conversations on this topic in the mainstream media, I hear thoughtless platitudes and silly sound bites asserting that two wrongs don't make a right and that violence discredits protesters. What planet are we on? Sometimes two wrongs do make a right. If someone steals my car and I steal it back, two wrongs have made a right. But beyond that, I don't need the jerk who stole my car hiding behind some inapplicable moral posturing in order to continue screwing me. As for violence discrediting protesters, that kind of reasoning says that a rape victim struggling against the rapist is somehow discredited by recourse to violence. Nonsense. And to anyone offended by my analogy, I would like to quote one of my personal heroes, Ward Churchill, the smartest specimen currently on 2 feet, when he equated rape to colonization. He said, "If rape is violence, as feminists correctly insist, then so too is the interculture analog of rape, colonial domination." Now, in our current reality, I think it's a no-brainer that blacks are subjected to colonial domination, the interculture analog of rape, and cops are the sex organ of the colonial dominator. So let's do a quick exercise. Let's depersonalize the situation and analyze it objectively. We won't talk about cops and black people. We'll talk about Group C and Group B. In our analogy, Group C, over the course of decades, is involved in butchering Group B. Group B objects, but Group C always has an excuse, blaming the victims of Group B for their own deaths. But recently, video demonstrates that Group C really butchers Group B, and that Group C routinely lies about it. The general public concludes we need a national dialogue that never happens. Group C continues butchering Group B. Group B holds hands and sings Kumbaya. Group B seeks nonviolent solutions. Group C continues butchering Group B. Group B and co-conspirators burn down a convenience store and tip over Group C's cars. The public calls on legislation to make Group C wear body cameras. And public consensus is that Group B's violence is not the solution. Group C continues butchering Group B. Finally, after a death toll of thousands and a high-profile situation, a sniper from Group B shoots and kills 5 members of Group C. Again, the public condemns violence. For a short time, Group C suspends its butchery of Group B. But just for a short time. Then the butchery continues, and the general public throws up its hands, totally befuddled as to what could possibly save Group B from the genocide committed by Group C. But the general public is convinced with unyielding certitude that violence is not the answer for Group B. Do you see what I'm getting at here? It's clearly a pathology in thinking, a kind of mental illness to think of Group C, cops, and their violence as something other than violence. Cops killing black people is violence. It's also a clear pathology in thinking, a kind of mental illness to continue viewing this deplorable situation as something it is not. Not only is anti-cop violence the solution, but it is provably the solution. Anti-cop violence in Dallas resulted in a temporary moratorium of the genocide cops commit against black people. Very possibly, in killing 5 cops, that sniper in Dallas saved dozens or even hundreds of black lives. It is a pathology, a mentally ill message, to continue falsely harping that violence is not the answer, when it is. Anyone saying violence is not the answer is either a liar, an idiot, or a whack job. I'm not voicing an opinion here. I'm saying that objectively, to really save black lives, the solution is anti-cop violence. Shooting cops is provably the only way to get the cops to stop shooting black people. Period. No justice, no peace. F*** the police. Rebels in Charlotte Rock. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from Warren Correctional in Lebanon, Ohio. If you're listening, you are the resistance.
You can write to Sean Swain at Sean Swain, 243-205, Warren, CI, P.O. Box 120, 5787 State Route 63, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. For updates on his situation, his bid for U.S. president in 2016, and more writings by Sean can be found at seanswain.org.